Sunday night is Oscar night, and there's huge excitement in a small town in Iceland this week. If you've seen Will Ferrell's Eurovision movie on Netflix, you'll know why. It's a great movie, great laugh. It's called The Story of Fire Saga, and it's set in the real Icelandic town of Húsavík. And Húsavík is also the name of a song from the movie, which is nominated for Best Original Song at the Academy Awards. Here's a blast of it.
Just to realise that I was meant to stay where the mountains sing through the screams of seagulls, where the whales can't live cause the gentle people in my heart.
Húsavík is the hometown in question. So all eyes are on Húsavík this Sunday, and I'm joined now from there by the mayor of the town, Christian Magnusson. How you doing, Christian?
Good. How are you?
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, likewise.
How are things in Húsavík?
We are extremely excited, as you've probably seen in media in the past couple of days.
Yeah.
It's been quite the adventure for us up here.
Okay. Paint a picture for us. Whereabouts in Iceland are you?
We are on the northeast coast of Iceland in a small town called Húsavík. It's about 6-hour drive from the main city, Reykjavík.
Yeah.
So we're up there.
A population of what, Christian?
In town, about 2,300 people.
All right, right. So it's a small town. Yeah.
It is a small town.
And why was Húsavík chosen for the movie?
Húsavík was chosen, it's quite the story, actually. I was told that the composers those who made the wrote the song,
yeah.
The Húsavík song, they had written the song before they finished writing the screenplay for the movie. And they were scouting out places in Iceland to shoot the film. Many of them have really difficult names.
I know.
So I think Húsavík played a part in that. It's relatively easy to say.
So it was pronounceable. That's why it was chosen.
Part of it was that. I'm quite sure.
That's pretty. No, because we had one of your fellow countrymen on a few weeks ago about that the eruption of the volcano.
Right.
And I had spent half the day practicing the pronunciation of the volcano. And
yeah.
I did my best for him, and he said that was terrible. So
no, but
What was the name of that volcano? The most recent one.
Eyjafjallajökull.
Yeah, exactly.
The big one. Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah,
not the one with the ash now. The one with the lava.
That is ongoing now. You mean?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
What's the name of that one?
It's difficult to pronounce that.
Yeah, yeah, it is difficult.
Well. But,
yeah, it is difficult, right? Okay. Anyway, back to the Oscars on Sunday night. Where will people watch it, or what's the story with lockdown and restrictions?
It's probably and most definitely going to be family night up here in Húsavík and rest of Iceland. There are restrictions. We cannot gather more than 20 people in one room, so
yeah, okay.
So it's gonna be hefty to have a big old party at this point in time. But I'm sure that we will celebrate either way. First day of this lockdown being over.
Yes,
and,
of course.
You
are. Can I ask you about Will Ferrell?
Yeah,
Did you meet him?
I did. Yeah,
he's a lovely guy, isn't he?
He is a tremendous guy.
Yeah,
and was absolutely wonderful when he came to visit, and the entire cast really, they were also fond of the town, and probably just because they weren't bothered all that much. People weren't screaming behaving in the usual way, I think, elsewhere where these people travel.
So, like, it's been lockdown, so, you know, obviously you're not seeing the benefits of the movie yet, but do you expect that there will be an increase in tourists? Because people who are into the Eurovision are really into the Eurovision, so I would imagine they'll be travelling to see Husavik, will they?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. We do rely heavily on tourism industry, and it was partly a joke when I was referring to the name of the town, because we have Husavik as sort of the main whale watching capital in the country. So about 100,000 people come just to whale watch watch whales in the summertime. From Husavik. So that is also plays a part in the movie and the song, of course, where the whales live.
Yes. Yeah.
So
and Christian,
yeah,
we're
hoping that people come when this is over with.
Are you an elected public representative, or what way does it work?
I am. Yes.
You are. Okay.
I am.
And do you have a full time job as well, or is being the mayor the full time job?
No, that's the full-time job.
That's the full-time. Okay. Yeah. Well, good luck to everybody in Husavik. This Sunday, the song Husavik is nominated for Best Original Song at the Academy Awards. It's up against stiff competition, but we'll cross our fingers for you, Christian.
Thank you very much. I sincerely hope that Husavik becomes everybody's hometown.
Right. Good talking to you. See you, Christian. Bye.
Right.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.